Center was working and your team was working. You guys started a great tournament run last year for the radio station and for the Fire Island Lady Falcons. I remember that Saturday afternoon at Rocky River, they had to be a big thrill to get a tournament win last year.
Yeah, that was. We were a pretty young team last year with a freshman and a couple sophomores and a couple juniors and senior. But it was, you know, anytime you can get into tournament play and get a win, it's a positive going into the next year. And unfortunately, we had to run into Bay after that game. But, it was a good win at Rocky River on the road in a tournament. And, we look forward to seeing them again hopefully this year.
But after a couple of tough seasons, mm-hmm. to go 13-11,
yeah.
to go 9-7, and to get back over 500, to get a tournament win, how much does that help in the offseason leading into this year?
Well, I think it helped tremendously. You know, as a head coach, there's always those peaks and valleys, and at a public school, you sort of take what you have, year in and year out. We did have a couple of down years, but we bounced back. We kept a group of girls together that are juniors now. We kept them together as freshmen and sophomores, and we were able to get them some good experience playing together. And last year it panned out for us with a lot of young girls, but, they worked well together, and we were able to have a successful season.
18th year head coach of the Firelands Lady Falcons,
yeah.
of course, on the boys' side before that. But
boys' side before that.
18 years at Firelands.
18.
Can you believe it?
No. It's flown by. I enjoy it. I still enjoy it. I really enjoy teaching the game. I enjoy interaction with the players, and obviously my coaching staff has been with me for a long time. Paul Nixon and Tom Moyer now came over last couple of years from Brookside. He coached both boys
right.
and girls there. So I've got an outstanding staff that really understands the game and how to treat, our players.
One of the biggest challenges I think you've gotten, and most people don't know this, but the Fireland School District is one of the largest in Ohio based on square miles.
Sure. Yep.
So you've got, people think that their kids have to come across town 20 minutes to practice. You've got kids that proverbially could be on the edge of the next county.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just because of the footprint of your school district. So these late practices, early morning practices, and the stuff you do, this isn't an easy thing sometimes for parents to get their kids to and from, and so the dedication they have is a testament.
Oh, sure it is. We've got girls that could live 15 or 20 minutes away, and you strategically have to plan your practices to make sure that, like tonight in clement weather, you just got to make sure that you keep safety in mind and make sure that, practices are important, but... You've got to keep a level head and make sure that safety is always first.
Yeah, there's not a lot of salted four-lane roads and snowstorms out in the Firelands District.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people that travel roads after it gets dark out there.
Dave, tell us about this year's team. You mentioned here in the notes that you gave me, you've got a really good nucleus back. It looks like a good mix of some younger kids, some older kids, a little bit of size. Tell us about some of the young ladies on this year's team.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year. We've got three seniors back that obviously have gotten a lot of experience for us. Emily Stewart, Lexi Coggins, and Elena Becker. Been with us for 4 years. They'll all see a lot of playing time for us. We've got a good nucleus of juniors with the Sutton twins. They've both got good size. They're both about 5'10". They've grown a little bit this year. And they started for us last year. So, there's five girls there that have been with us for, 45 to 60 games. And then we've got a good core of younger players. Abby Schmitz, about 5'11" this year. She's our shooting guard. She had to play some point guard for us a lot last year as a freshman. She's a sophomore this year. She's matured a lot.
She looked good. I saw her in a couple games last year.
She can really shoot the basketball, and she's our best shooter from the perimeter. So we're expecting big things from her. And we've got a freshman point guard that's sort of opened the eyes of all of us just a little bit. We knew she was going to be good. But Bella Simmons coming in as a freshman does a really nice job. She's a true point guard. She's not somebody that we have to stick at point guard to try to make it work. She really understands the game and sees the floor really well.
It's interesting you bring her name up. I asked you about her last year. I don't know if mm-hmm. you remember this conversation. There were some young girls shooting around
right
before the game. They were junior high girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask you, who is that girl? Because she's just sitting there just watching kids shoot around. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa,
yeah,
this girl's got game. And that's
she
when
does.
You mentioned
right.
Bella's name to me.
You know, and she's an intense player, which obviously that goes a long way as a young player to
and
have
you
that
can see
drive.
She's got the it.
You know, and then we've got a newcomer with Isabella Zavara. She's always lived in the district, but she went to Western Reserve last year as a freshman. She's a 5'11 sophomore player, extremely talented. You know, go back a few years, she's Keeley Hall's cousin, so the family really knows the Firelands district. Mom played for Firelands back in the 90s, and you know, we're pleased to have her. She's a real talent.
Keeley wasn't good. Bad.
Keeley was not bad either, right? So we're hoping that Isabella can sort of follow track there.
So to have a freshman point guard, you know, I know they play in the summer, they play mm-hmm. this, they play that, but still, when that varsity game gets started and you're a freshman at point guard,
right?
But that's a lot to have. How do you make it a little simpler, a little easier for her, calm her nerves if she has it?
Well, I mean, we do have some older girls that we can play. Lexi Coggins will also play point guard for us as
okay.
a senior. So it's not going to rest just on Bella's shoulders. But, you know, it's nice to have that problem when you've got a couple of options to use. So, you know, we're excited. We've got, like I said, a good mix of older girls with some talented younger girls coming in. For the first time in a long time, we've got some good size with a couple 5'11 girls, a couple 5'10 girls. So, you know, hopefully, you know, if I don't mess it up as a coach, we might be pretty decent this year.
You've covered some great quality attributes with all the players mm-hmm. and the things that you're looking for. But what do you think is still, Dave, the big unknown for this year's Falcons team?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, you never really know what you're going to get. You know, it's that Forrest Gump and the box of chocolates kind of thing. But, you know, when it comes game time with girls basketball, and I can say this because I've been around it for 18 years now, you never really know exactly what you're going to get game in and game out. I feel a lot more comfortable this year that this group of girls have a lot of dedication to win. You know, they're striving in practice to get better. And I feel real confident that they're going to show up and play game in and game out, where sometimes you just don't know if that's going to happen.
Dave, you said pretty decent. How good can this team be? Do you set team goals? I mean,
we do.
As long as you've been around, do you share those, or is that
yeah, we do.
In-house?
You know, we think we can win 15 to 18 games
okay.
this year. I mean, you know, we've had some talented teams in the past, and some of those girls that, you know, we mentioned already. And I think this group is about as talented as some of our really good groups we've had the last 5 or 6 years.
Just a bit of a different question. Mm-hmm. And we know when we all played ball when we were young kids, do you think high school athletes, especially if it's their first time at the varsity level, do they get really excited when you hand them that varsity uniform for the first time? Does this still have that meaning, you think?
I'm sure they do. I think nowadays, though, that the younger kids get more opportunities at that varsity level than we did.
Quicker and sooner?
Quicker and sooner.
Okay.
You know, I look at when I played back in the 80s, we always had really good talent in front of you, and you really had to be really special to play as a sophomore or a freshman at the varsity level because there were quality players always in front of you, at least at Firelands.
Realistically, you didn't think about it.
And realistically, you didn't think about making a varsity team until you're maybe a sophomore, or junior for sure. But I think, especially with girls basketball nowadays, you see a lot more of the younger players playing because they have that drive or they have that special skill. And I think we see a lot more of those freshmen, sophomores standing out as varsity players because they've put that time, they've put that energy, they developed that skill to be able to get to that level, whereas, you know, some of those older girls may have never put that time and effort and gotten the skills needed to play.
There is something cool when you're a young kid and you smell that varsity uniform for the first time. They always seem to be a little fresher and a little cooler, the vinyl letters or whatever.
Right.
I always remember that uniform smelled a lot different than the JV as far as the newness, the freshness, and the whole big horizon it represented for me as an athlete.
Sure. Yeah, they're under the lights, and they know it, you know. And, you know, we've had freshmen that have it takes a little while for them to get to adjust to, you know, coming out of that eighth grade. You know, you can be as good as anybody you ever play against, but when you get to that next level as a freshman on varsity, there's a whole lot of talented players athletically and skilled wise. You know, and it takes time for them to adjust.
Well, Dave, best of luck this year. 18th year, you mentioned you're looking for a really big season. We've got you three times. We've got Amherst at Firelands, that girls-boys doubleheader, mm-hmm. December 23rd. We've got the Lady Falcons as they host Clearview on January 25th. Z Zoltai will have that one. And then on February 10th, got Firelands at Lorain. So best of luck. We've got you on three times. Looking forward to seeing you this season.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.